The Marriage Act by John Mars. Read by Dugald Bruce Lockhart, Natalie Buscombe, Claire Corbett, David Monteith, Joshua Riley, and John Mars. For Ada Lovelace, 1815 to 1852. Audite, Latin, verb, pronounced audite, meaning I hear, I listen, I learn.
How are smart marriages making Britain better? They're good for your health and the economy. Married couples are healthier. They're 35% less likely to suffer high blood pressure, strokes, and heart disease. They recover from operations quicker and have stronger immune systems. Married couples take fewer sick days. They don't drain valuable NHS resources and don't rely on benefits. A proud, productive workforce supports our economic growth. Married couples live 4 to 8 years longer than singletons. Caring companions encourage one another to have regular health checkups, take medication, eat nutritiously, and exercise more. A healthy marriage means a healthy mind. You're less likely to suffer anxiety, depression, substance abuse, loneliness, psychosis, or attempt suicide if you're together. Smart marriage.
Act 1.
Prologue. Jem Jones. Transcript of a live broadcast made across multiple social media platforms by British vlogger and influencer Jem Jones. Transcriber's notes. Miss Jones is looking away from the camera when her broadcast begins. She is wearing little makeup. The dark roots of her blonde hair are visible, and it is scraped back into a casual ponytail. She is dressed in a black knitted jumper and a silver necklace with a St. Christopher motif. She appears anxious and emotional. Ms. Jones is located in the lounge area of a residential property. She sits at a desk, and behind her are two large sofas, framed wall paintings of tropical beaches, and closed window shutters. She is alone. There is a 38-second gap between the start of filming and when she first looks to the camera and talks.
I've recorded so many of these vlogs over the years, but this is the first one where I'm at a loss as to know where to start.
Miss Jones shakes her head and takes a deep, audible breath.
I suppose I should begin with an apology. I've not been online much over the last couple of months, but after my last post, or Meltdown Monday as my critics called it, I thought it best to step back and take some time to work on myself. But this live vlog isn't my comeback. It's the opposite. I'm here to say goodbye. Guys, I'm drained. I don't have the strength to put myself through this anymore. How can it make me happy when I'm a laughingstock and a punchline? The constant, relentless negative attention and the stress of it has given me PTSD, insomnia, and anxiety. I'm tired. I'm just really, really tired.
Ms. Jones rubs her face with the palms of her hands. Her fingernails are bitten, the white polish chipped.
When I began vlogging 6 years ago, it was with the best of intentions. I wanted to make a little film that a few people might watch, where I could speak about the stuff that mattered to me as a 20-something woman. I thought it'd be an amazing result if 100 people watched it who didn't know me. But then, and for reasons I don't think I'll ever get my head around, my posts went viral. 100 subscribers became 200, and then 1,000, and within a year, I'd reached the million mark.
Ms. Jones smiles briefly for the first time.
All of those people, watching and listening to little old me blathering on about where to buy the best shades of lipstick, or watching me unwrap my first tattoo, or the horrendous hangovers I went through after a night out with the girls. God, life was fun and easy back then, wasn't it? Honestly, it was some of the best times, and I got to share them all with you.